producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning on the cloudy, a little damp, Fargo, North Dakota day. It's 42 degrees out, which isn't terribly bad. I guess the weather outside is kind of a little chilly, a little misty, that sort of thing. Tioga, you're cloudy at 32, so we're actually warmer than Tioga, even though it doesn't feel very warm. Welcome to the Common Sense Club. I'm your host, Leon Francis. Phone number is, as always, 855-200-1776, extension 2. Get you live on air, extension 1. Leave a message on the rant line. You didn't get a chance to get to all of the rants yesterday, but we're going to try to work them into the show today, or we'll do a Feedback Friday segment, and we'll get those out there to you. Now, on today's show, we have a special guest, Mike McFadden and Tori Westrum. They're going to be visiting Moorhead, Minnesota this morning, but we have Mike McFadden on to have a conversation with him about his contract with Minnesota. So if you are one of our many, many Minnesota listeners, you're going to want to listen up. Mike McFadden, Tori Westrum, they're going to be in Moorhead this morning. So if you are out and about and you're around a Village Inn, that's at 940 Holiday Drive out there in Moorhead, you'll get to meet Mike McFadden and Tori Westrum. And we're going to have Mike on this morning to talk about his contract with Minnesota, and that's at 8:30. So be sure to tune in today. His contract with Minnesota. This should be interesting. But also, we're going to have, as we always do, every morning, Blanky DeCullum, Ellen Ratner. We're going to talk about the news of the day from the left and the right. I got a couple of questions for them. And as always, I want to know what's on your mind every morning. What are you thinking about as you drive to work and you got your cup of joe? What's floating through your head? Tons of things float through my head. Like, I don't know. I heard this story this morning about out there in Maryland, some early voters are having problems casting their ballot because they'll click on a Republican name and it'll submit the Democrat's name. And they're billing it as a calibration issue. And I'm like, sounds like a bad Jeff Foxworthy joke, a punchline. You might be a liberal if, you know, you voted Republican. But your ballot says Democrat, and you believe it's a calibration issue. Right. I think we need to go back to the hanging chads, in my humble opinion. And I've always had a problem, especially with the way these things are vetted, with these brand new, advanced voting machines, you know, the computerized, and you know they have their operating systems in there. But I've always had a problem with that because it is a proven fact that these things can and sometimes are hacked. Especially a couple of years ago, it was a really big thing. And then I hear this story out of Maryland about, you know, some voters going in voting Republican, yet their ballot says you voted Democrat. It's just kind of weird to me, a little weird, and I just don't believe that it's a calibration issue. I mean, really, do we have any examples of it going the other way? You know, you voted Democrat and it's popping up Republican. How big a story would that be? I mean, it'd be all over the media. And you'd pretty much have to dig for this story right now. And it's an actual story. But that's one of the things that is on my mind this morning. And again, I welcome yours. Another thing that's on my mind this morning, and I think I'm going to ask the Golden Girls about this. You know, I'm listening to, I'm watching Megyn Kelly last night, and she's on there with Napolitano, and I respect Judge Napolitano. I always have. But I want to know what you think. You got Megyn Kelly that says, you know, the lady down there that is fighting, that said, you know, it's unconstitutional. She felt like a criminal being isolated and quarantined because she's come in contact with Ebola patients, and she's fighting. And Kelly says, you know, she doesn't have a case. Napolitano disagrees. As a matter of fact, Napolitano says they put her in a tent in a parking lot in downtown Newark. If she had been charged with murder, she would have been in better conditions in a county lockup a mile from where she was. So, and he also says that a fever is not sufficient evidence to keep a nurse quarantined in New Jersey who had just returned from treating Ebola patients in West Africa. I want to know what you think about that. I want to know, how do you feel? Do you agree with Judge Napolitano? Megyn Kelly says she doesn't have a case. The fact of the matter is it's a public health issue, and case law says that, you know, we have the authority to quarantine you if you pose a public health risk. I think Judge Napolitano, and I wouldn't have used this analogy, used the analogy of when the Japanese were interned, had those internment camps, because it was a public safety issue back during World War II. I don't think that those two are compatible. You know, you got a public health versus, you know, that perceived public safety. I think that was totally unconstitutional. But I don't know. Tell me what you think. Mike out in Perham, what's on your mind this morning?
Yeah. You know, you were talking about that problem with the voting machines in Maryland. This sounds just like something Acorn would do. Now, Acorn's been hauled into the U.S. Supreme Court for machine tampering, for vote tampering, this sort of thing. And these are the same guys that Al Franken used. These are the same guys that Barack Obama has used in the past. And this just stinks to high heaven. But also that nurse who wants to sue the state of New Jersey or whatever, you know, she has links to the CDC. I mean,
on. Okay. Yes. I didn't know
that. She has links to the CDC, and she is also a liberal Democrat. And she's with the CDC out of Las Vegas office there. Now, I got my information from Mark Levine. And his information is usually spot on.
Oh, yeah. I'm a huge fan of Mark Levin, the great one. I listen to our podcast.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. But, yeah, you bring up a couple of great points. I'm going to dig into the nurse a little bit more and find out. I mean, I don't wish Ebola on anyone, even a liberal.
Oh, me neither.
You know? But, yeah, I don't know. I'm sitting here and I'm thinking she has an obligation, in my opinion. She has an obligation to protect the public against a potential. I just saw, like, not 5 minutes ago, 120 people are now being watched for Ebola out there in New York and surrounding areas. Now, we have to contain this thing. So, you know, instead of whining and belly aching about your accommodations not being the Ritz Carlton, you know, do the right thing. You know, that's my humble opinion. Does she have a case, a legal case to stand on?
No,
I don't know.
She doesn't.
She does not.
She does not have a legal case, Leon.
Okay.
And Janet Napolitano doesn't know her history. Those Japanese internment camps were because of Pearl Harbor, and it was because we felt that maybe some of the Japanese Americans might have been spies who were spying for the Imperial Japanese government.
Right.
It had nothing to do about disease. This was talking about national security as far as espionage went. And I think Janet
Napolitano
was way off base.
Yeah, it was Andrew Napolitano, Judge Andrew.
Andrew.
Sorry. And normally,
now or later.
No, you're fine. But Andrew Napolitano is normally spot on. But yeah, I thought that was a bit of a stretch. And okay, and with the calibration issues in Maryland, a lady says that when she selected her candidate, it would not put the X on the candidate that she chose, which was a Republican.
What?
It would automatically put the X on the Democrat candidate above that. And it happened multiple
times. Really
That's what I said, Mike. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for telling us.
Okay, thanks, Leon. Have a nice day.
You do the same. We'll be right back with Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum with news from the left and the right. I'm gonna pick their brain on these issues and more if we have time. And don't forget Mike McFadden at 8:30. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We are We are back. We are. Wow, my voice just cracked. I think it was. It's the weather outside. Because I'm old enough not to be going through adolescent changes and whatever. But wow, that was pretty bad. But anyway, as we do about this time every day, we're going to talk to two girls who are chock full of common sense, and hopefully they can help me out on a problem or two. So I want to welcome to the Common Sense Club Ellen Ratner and Blankita Cullum. How you doing?
We're good.
I'm fine, but we share an apartment in D.C. because both of us are on the road and whatever, so we share. And I got to tell you, she is running around the house like turning over my picture of Hillary Clinton and Obama. She's like insane.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't help myself. I'm just a little happy knowing that we might have some real change for the better.
Some real change for the better. Wow.
I'm going out to vote today. I am going out to vote early because, you know, I'm covering elections. We're talking a news service. So, I mean, I've got my hands.
Yeah, you're
going
to get to hear from her on that Tuesday.
Well, you're going to want to watch out because it depends on where you're voting. They're having some calibration issues. I don't know if you heard that folks that are voting Republican, the X moves mysteriously down to the Democrat candidate on the ballot. Have you heard about that?
No, I haven't.
No,
I will
tell
be
us
very
about
careful
it.
To look at that. I'll watch it because I am going to vote in the People's Republic of Virginia over in Old Town, which has been notoriously, liberal as opposed to conservative. The state, I think, is going to go back to being a red state, but Old Town is notorious.
Well, here, let me give you a little background. This is out of Maryland. The calibration issues pop up on Maryland voting machines. You have folks over there that says, when I selected my candidate on the electronic machine, it would not put the X on the candidate that I chose, which was a Republican, but would put the X on the Democrat candidate above it. It happened multiple times with multiple selections. I say, let's go back to the hanging chads. What do you say?
I said we need to have poll watchers.
There you go.
You know what I have in my house?
Poll watchers. They had that poll watcher.
I forget what it's called. It's a special kind of auction that everybody goes for the same price on eBay. And I have the Palm Beach voting machine in my house.
Oh, that's hysterical.
That
Ellen has so
funny.
Many houses, we just don't know which one it is. Which house is it in?
It's up at the country.
Oh, it's at the country house. Good deal.
That's right.
I got another question for you, and I'll put this out to Ellen first. Have you heard the controversy over the nurse that is considering suing because she was quarantined? She says she was in that little tent, and it was inhumane, and she was treated worse than a criminal.
Well, I actually think that was really wrong, and that's wrong to treat healthcare workers. There are lots of ways we can prevent Ebola from spreading, and putting somebody in a tent with a not even flush fake toilet, but just like a bag, it's just outrageous. I think it's insulting to people who are trying to really put themselves out there.
You know, I just think we got to get the quarantine conditions better. But honestly, if people are going to be going out and dealing with the public after they've been handling patients and maybe not carefully because of one reason or another, their fault or the healthcare communities, you have to protect the American people. And I think it's ridiculous that she's complaining. She should be concerned with the people that she's caring about. Now, I would say to you, about the population, just make the environment better and make it more comfortable for them.
Do you agree, and Blankita, I'll ask you, do you agree with Judge Andrew Napolitano when he compares this to the Japanese internment camps and saying that she has a good case because it's akin to the...
I actually do. I think it's outrageous, and it doesn't make public health sense either.
Ah.
That's Ellen, not me. That's Ellen.
Yeah.
So and honestly, I mean, at some point here, we got to start thinking for the people that live in this country a little bit more carefully. I mean, right now there's a concern of a whole bunch of folks that have Ebola that are going to be brought into this country. Congressman Bob Goodlatte is trying to find out the information and details about that. They're coming in for treatment. At what point do we are we concerned about the cost and the health care that will be necessary for people in this country? It's very expensive.
And I was talking with some vets of the Vietnam War, and they told me that if they, I don't know, contracted some disease over there, they couldn't even get on a plane to come back to the United States until they were cured. And these
and
were
know
more.
What's so sad? You got vets right now who can't get cured because the healthcare system is so ridiculous for vets that have actually served, and we're willing to send our vets out there to deal with Ebola victims. Honestly, I don't know what's going on.
I don't either. One other question, and Ellen, I didn't get to talk to you yesterday, so I'm going to address this to you. Hillary Clinton had a you didn't build that moment on Friday. I'm sure you've heard about the controversy. You think we're making too much of it? What do you think about her comments? The fact that
you know, I didn't hear the whole context. I've just seen it on the internet, so it's hard for me to say. Yes, in fact, she really means it. That's not good.
Oh wow, good
wow.
deal.
Because honestly, jobs in this country, and again, I haven't heard the whole context, but jobs in this country are created by small business. Everybody knows that.
That's common sense right there. That's why I have her on.
I think my picture turned upside down of Hillary Clinton may be working.
Yeah, yeah. Bob out in Grafton, what's on your mind this morning?
Hi, guys. Hi, ladies. I just want to make a quick point real quick. Yes, I agree that, you know, our government is failing in this, you know, protection of this Ebola with the returning of the workers. They absolutely should be quarantined. They should have a little better facilities for them. I mean, we can do that, but the government is failing. However, they can't have a flush toilet because that's bodily fluids that cannot go down into the sewer. Secondly,
no, no, we're even talking about a flush toilet. No, no, we're even talking about you can do what she was given is a bag, basically. She wasn't even given a fake flush toilet.
Oh, wow.
A fake flush toilet that they can empty the waste later, but she ought to be able to, you know, sit down on a porta potty.
Exactly.
So, come on.
Further, I want to say that lady better be careful with pressing for a lawsuit because the people of that state could easily get together with a class action lawsuit and sue her in return. So she better be careful with that.
Oh, good point. Thanks,
well,
Bob.
We gave the state a good idea.
Oh, wow. So who's right, the military or the governors that want to intern everybody for a while or the White House who wants to make it a voluntary deal, Blanquita?
Yeah.
Oh, please, come on. The president forgets who buys the tickets. The people who get out and vote. I mean, honestly, he is not a king.
Yeah, that voluntary quarantine works real good, huh? How about the doctor who voluntary to quarantine himself?
Well, he was not the smartest bulb in the socket.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Ellen. Thanks, Blanquita. We'll be right back with Mike McFadden and his contract with Minnesota. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, and in my hands right now, I have a contract signed with a Mike McFadden, and this is his contract with Minnesota. And speaking of which, he will be in Moorhead, Minnesota, at the Village Inn in less than 15 minutes. So we got to speed this thing up here. Mike McFadden, welcome to the Common Sense Club.
Well, Leon, it's great to be back on your show. A big shout out to all the Common Sense Nation out there.
Good deal, good deal. And you're a busy guy today. You're going to be all over. You and Tori Westrum. You're going to be in St. Cloud, Alexandria, and you're making this trek all today to tell the folks what.
Well, you know, I'm so excited. We got 7 days to the election. Well, when I will beat Al Franken and be the next senator from the great state of Minnesota. I'm with Tori Westrum today. We're in beautiful Moorhead this morning. And then, as you said, we're heading to Alexandria, and then I'm to Sox Center in St. Cloud. But we're out telling Minnesota about our message, how to get this economy growing again, how to get back on to the road of growth and prosperity. And you mentioned the contract. I have entered into a contract with Minnesotans. I thought it important to do, Leon. I'm a businessman, and in business, when you say you're going to do something, you enter into a contract. And one of the things that's become very apparent to me as I go around the great state of Minnesota and talk to people is they are so tired of the political gridlock in Washington and politicians not doing what they're saying they're going to do. And I'm running against someone that is a case study in that. You know, I say there's three things I'm going to do. I'm going to be accessible, I'm going to be accountable, and I'm going to take action. And what I committed to do is I'm going to, you know, a couple of things. I'm going to travel to all 87 counties in Minnesota every year. I've already done it in the last 6 months. I look forward to do it. I think it's the bare minimum that a U.S. senator should do. Al Franken doesn't do it. In our debate in Duluth a couple of weeks ago, I asked him if he had traveled to 87 counties in the last 6 years, and he wouldn't answer the question, Leon. So, and I hear that frustration from people as I'm going around the state. So I said, you know what? I'm going to enter into a contract. I'm going to make a commitment on paper to the good people of Minnesota. And it has been very, very well received.
And Mike, to that point, we had a poll here in North Dakota, and it said that basically the majority, vast majority of North Dakotans are happy with their representation, and one of the biggest reasons why was accessibility. That's right. A huge, huge thing. And what I want to talk about a little bit here is you said you're going to be accessible. If the folks want a town hall meeting, you're going to have one quarterly, as a matter of fact, right? Open to the public and to the press, and you'll be accountable to the folks. That's huge.
It is huge, and it's important. And Al Franken has not had one town hall meeting, not one, in 6 years.
He also votes with the president a large majority of the time. You say that if you vote 97% of the time with any party or president, you will not seek reelection.
That's right. That's right. I you know, as I've traveled around Minnesota, I haven't met one Minnesotan that agrees with another person 97% of the time. I think you need to keep your independence. I also think that you know, we have a president here that has led us in the wrong direction. Lack of leadership is destroying this country, and the majority of Minnesotans are not happy with President Obama, the vast majority. And I'm running against someone that has voted with the president 97% of the time, only on over 6 years, and has been an absolute rubber stamp for the president. And so... they are connected. They are connected at the hip. And, you know, I believe strongly that that's problematic when someone doesn't think independently, who's just kind of mailing it in. And so I wanted to put some meat on the bones. I said, if I vote with someone 97% of the time, a president, then I won't run for reelection.
Well, and I'm thinking about that 97% of the time statistic. If I get 75% in my own house, that's a win for me, you know? So, yeah, you're spot on with that. A couple of things, and this is a hot-button issue. Anytime we have debates here or in Minnesota, whenever you bring up the health care debate, it is always a really, really hot topic. So what are you going to do if you're elected to assuage some of the angst out there with Minnesotans about Health Care Act, the ACA?
Sure. Absolutely. Well, it's a big topic. It's an important topic. We have a health care issue in this country, Leon. We've had it. We've had one for a long time. I know that as a businessman. I saw it in my business. But Obamacare is not the right solution. To quote Max Baucus, a Democrat from Montana, it is a train wreck, and it continues to wreck. And what I'm so upset about is this is the largest domestic policy initiated in a generation, and it was based on lies. You know, you can't keep your policy. We know that. You can't keep your doctor. We know that. But what we found out in Minnesota in the last month is that it's not going to cost less. Because, you know, in spite of the president and Al Franken promising that this would lower the cost of health care, you know, the president repeatedly said it would lower the average cost for a family by $2,500 a year. That is just patently false. We've seen in Minnesota, Preferred One, which was the low-cost provider on the Obamacare exchange, just came out with their new rates. They're going up 63%.
Wow.
Mayo Clinic, which is the largest private employer in the state of Minnesota, I was down in Rochester the other day, and a woman came up to me who works at Mayo, and she just received her new premiums for her family. They're going up 50%, and the deductible is going up 220%. And, Leon, I'm hearing that right and left. So, we can't afford this. And people are seeing these premium increases in their mailbox, and it's a huge issue in this election. Now, having said that, we got to fix it.
Yeah.
And I put forth a plan to fix healthcare. And the difference between my plan and Al Franken is I don't believe the federal government should be running it. I believe it should be run state level, market based, patient centered. I believe the 50 states are laboratories for experiment. And I put forth a 6-point plan as to how to lower costs with things like health savings accounts and allowing individuals to buy insurance across state lines, small businesses to pool across state lines, transparency initiatives, tort initiatives, that that will actually really lower costs as opposed to Obamacare, which is going to increase costs. And I still, in my policy, people with pre-existing conditions will be able to get insurance at an affordable rate. I believe that it's absolutely imperative as a society that we make that happen, that we, and so in my plan, we continue to have that. But I have a plan, and it works. Go ahead, Leon.
And I want to say you're spot on with the fact that we should not be a 50-state petri dish. I mean, and that's what we have become, as a matter of fact. We got about a minute and a half. I want you to tell the folks, what are you going to do in your first 100 days?
Thanks for asking. So this is in the take action part. In the first 100 days, I will sponsor or co-sponsor the following bills, a balanced budget amendment. I think that's just common sense. An amendment, a rule that says if Congress doesn't pass a budget, they don't get paid. By law, the Senate has to pass a budget every year. Al Franken's only passed one budget in 6 years. I believe strongly if Congress doesn't pass a budget, it's not doing their job, they don't get paid. I'll get the Keystone pipeline built. And not just the Keystone, there's six pipelines right now that are under regulatory review that are coming into Minnesota, most of them from North Dakota. We're sitting on the doorstep of an energy renaissance that is truly exciting and a game changer, and will jumpstart this economy if we have leaders that will get these pipelines built. So I'll do that. I'll repeal the medical device tax, put forth legislation for that. That's what I'll do in the first 100 days, and we're going to get things done. And these are things that I believe I can get absolutely get Republican support, but I believe there's a lot of Democratic senators that will support me too. Especially, your two senators, John Hovind's been fantastic. He's been a big, big help, and as you know, he's been a leader in the energy field, and I look forward to joining forces with him.
Good deal, good deal. That's Mike McFadden, and if you want to see him, and you're over there in Moorhead in about 3 minutes, you got to have to get a move on. He'll be at the Village Inn with Tori Westrum, Tori Westrum is an awesome guy anyway, but he's going to be over there with Mike McFadden, the Village Inn, that's 940 Holiday Drive, Moorhead, Minnesota. Go over there, check him out. Thanks, Mike, for all you do, and thanks for giving us some time here on the Common Sense Club.
Leon, thank you. It's always a pleasure. Once again, a big shout out to all your listeners out there. I need your vote a week from today. Get out in droves. We're going to win this thing.
A week from today. Yeah, we got to get out there. Make sure that we send Al Franken, Weird Al Franken home.
There you go. Minnesota. He'll go to California or New York, but we're going to send him away from Washington.
Good deal. The more folks like Franken you can send away from Washington, the better the country will be. Thanks again, Mike. And if you want to see Mike McFadden and Tori Westrum, they're going to be all over Minnesota. They're going to 8:45. They're in Moorhead. That's at the Village Inn, the 940 Holiday Drive, Moorhead, Minnesota. At 12:30, they'll be in Alexandria. They'll be at Douglas Machine, and that's at 3404 Iowa Street in Alexandria. And I'll put all of this on my social media so you don't have to try to write things down while you're driving. They'll be at Sauk Center at 2 o'clock, and that is Eagles Nest, 310 U.S. 71, that's Sauk Center, out there at 2 p.m. today. At 5, they'll be in St. Cloud at the red carpet. He's going to be talking about his contract with Minnesota. That's Mike McFadden. That'll be at the red carpet, 5th Ave South in St. Cloud. And then at 6 o'clock, he'll be with the College Republicans. They're going to be at the Ballroom C at Atwood Memorial Center in St. Cloud State University. That's at 6 o'clock. If you are in the Fargo-Moorhead area and you want to hear Mike McFadden's message this morning at 8:45, check him out at the Village Inn. Over there in Moorhead, 940 Holiday Drive, Moorhead, Minnesota. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club and your phone calls and feedback right after this.
want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannum to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Francis back with more of the Common Sense Club. I think we're going to run through a couple of voicemails. The first one on we'll hit those voicemails in a second. But I really want to tell you about an awesome, really, especially if you have young kids. this event out in Tioga. It's the Tioga Community Halloween Party. It is the 22nd annual Halloween party. It's going to be on Friday. It's the first party is for preschool through sixth grade and runs from about 5:30 to 8 o'clock, and then 7th through 12th grade will run from 8 o'clock to 11 p.m. There's going to be a variety of activities going on at all times. The kids will want to be at the party and not out there on the streets. This is, it's a good event all the way around. Because if you're like me and you're one of those parents that you're not really crazy about your kids going knocking on strangers' doors and, you know, that sort of thing, this is awesome. So they're going to be out, they're going to have this annual Halloween party. Last year, over 1,100 kids and adults attended, showing up from all over the community. And not just there in Tioga, they came from Minot and Williston. So you're going to have a really good mix of kids and parents there. Jeff Nelson and his Music Machine will be doing karaoke. That's always fun. They're also going to have tons of games, guessing games, cakewalk, that sort of thing. Lots of fun carnival games, toys, candy. I mean, just the whole thing. Pumpkin carving contest, cake decorating contest, cash prizes. I mean, just the whole thing. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And that's going to be going on this Friday. Door prizes given away every half an hour. They have a lunch that's going on. It's going to be served all evening. I don't know what scabs and pus finger sandwiches, maggot puff and slew water. Wow. If I was a kid, that'd probably sound appetizing. So there you go. It is a awesome, awesome event. If you haven't been, you should go take the kids. It'll be a really great time, and it keeps your kids safe. They're inside. You can keep an eye on them. You're not worried about them, you know, knocking on the strangers' doors and that sort of thing. So make sure you keep that on the top of your mind. If you're in Williston, if you're in Minot, if you're in Tioga, check out the Tioga Community Halloween Party. Make sure you do that. Sounds like an awesome, awesome time. Now let's go to Larry, and he's going to talk about the calibration errors.
Leon, calibration error, my large gluteus maximus. It's all part of the Marxist Democrats' massive voter fraud operation. I fully expect my recently deceased Republican in-laws to be casting absentee ballots for Franken and Dayton next week. Thank you, Leon.
Wow. And he's not alone in that. I mean, my goodness, we've heard of all this voter fraud going on, and then you get a story like this popping up. I just don't think it's sheer coincidence. I just don't. I'm one of those guys that don't believe the accidents just happen. So there you go. Let's go. We have another voicemail for Measure 6. Let's run that.
Hi, Scott. I got a question on Measure 6. I've been to votesmart.org, and it doesn't really answer my question. I'm curious as to, is that, if this passes, is it going to be retroactive? Are they going to revisit all these child custody cases? I got a lot of people that have been kind of in my circle that are wound up against this Measure 6 because of that, and I'd like to know what the real truth is, you know, so we can sit and discuss it, because I'm not sure exactly how I'm going to vote on it myself. So my name is Robert, and my number is 701-459-34. Thanks, Scott.
Well, I think that was for Scott, but from everything that I've heard, and I will bring someone on, I'll try to do that within the next day or two, who is a lot more versed in it. But from what I have heard, it won't be automatic, retroactive. Everybody goes back into the system. But if you want it to, you could go back in and, you know, on a pretty strong legal footing saying, hey, you know, I didn't get a fair shake here. Measure 6, It's a hot button topic, made hotter by some, what I see, especially over there with the North Dakota Bar Association, what I see as very, very suspect practices going on over there. And some things that I know about the North Dakota Bar Association would curl your toes. I'm not going to get into it now, but there's something that smells over there, and, you know, it ain't the lutefisk, you know, and I'm just going to leave it at that. With me, and I've been kind of holding this close to vest, I don't think Measure 6 goes far enough. I don't think it addresses some key issues that I see, but I'm going to vote for it because anytime you have the divorce industry out there that are pouring money into this thing to stop it, it must be a good thing, in my humble opinion. Stay tuned. Scott Hannon, Todd Mitchell, right after this break.
On Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
It's not always a good idea to mention you're envious, but I tell you what, I am envious of Mercedes-Benz drivers. You know why? The vehicle is nothing short of amazing. I've driven them. The safety in these vehicles are incredible. Been driving a GL out in the Bakken, and that is the safest vehicle you can own. It's absolutely incredible. The features are almost too difficult to explain. You just literally got to get behind the wheel. See my friends at Valley Imports. Call them at 888-928-7431 or go to their website at valleyimports.com. Here's what I'll guarantee you you'll get from Mercedes-Benz and Valley Imports. Their best price 24/7, 2 years of free maintenance if you mention my name, 24/7 roadside service. You know what? You don't find the model you're looking for on their website, they'll get it for you and give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this, folks. Valleyimports.com. They'll take care of you with service after the sale and so much more. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 120 26-serving, 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.